Okay, so Rashi is Masrani Lochem. That's the Rashi, right? Avon Vavamarov. Masrani Lochem Meshtarosai. Shatam Tiyunoksim Vani Loego. So we'll come and move the Yeshkoch Vyarum Lafkir Mamon Shal Zev Elit Mosev Makam Shesh Sog Vitakona. So that's because Hefka Bez Nefka. So the question was, so what do you have to have this whole Masrani business for? Why don't we just say that Bezin should be Mafkir? Anyone that writes a prison will Bezin will be Mafkir the moment of the Lova. And then he could be Gova. What does he have to say? I'm not. What's this whole game over here? That Ani Lo Egos and you'll be Milksim. They won't be Milksim anyways because it's a Hefka Bez Nefka. Right? And so it's like Rashi really sells himself. On the one hand, he says Hefka Bez Nefka, so it's not no guess altogether. On the other hand, he says that the guy, the Malva says, I'm not going to be no guess and you'll be no guess. But if it's Hefka Bez Nefka, there's no guess. So what do you need the whole thing for? So what we explained was that you can't have a takana like that. Let's say, for instance, Bezin would be is just mafkir the let's the malva go be no geis and it's just mafkir hefka bezin hefka. That wouldn't be good. Why? Because the malva himself doesn't know the lumdus of hefka bezin hefka. So as far as he's concerned, he thinks he's a no geis. So in other words, the lumdus behind the takana is not something you can put into the takana because takana is for a plain guy that doesn't understand the lumdus. So therefore, what he has to do is he has to say that I'm not an noges, so he understands that he isn't over, and I'm giving it over to you to be noges, and whatever you want to do, you do. So then he knows that Bezin does it, so he knows that they have some reason for doing it, and that's why it's mutter. And it's true. The reason is Hefka Bez Nefka, but he doesn't have to know the reason. So it is true what he's saying, that you'll be no gaze, and I'm not going to be no gaze. And that's the way he looks at it. Because he holds, I'm relying on you. Whatever you do, you're the Bezin. So the Bezin knows what they're doing. So I'm Samach on the Bezin. And the truth of the matter is the Bezin, when it does it, he assumes that they have some heter. And they do. The heter is Hefka Bez Nefka. But there has to be a tzura. In other words, according to Rashi, you can't have a tzura of the malva being a noges. That would be a violation. If the malva is, even though Bezin moves in and says hefka Bezin hefka, but if the malva is a noges, you can't do it. That wouldn't be a good takana. Because then you'd have to rely on the malva knowing the lumdus of hefka Bezin hefka, and that's you can't make a takana like that. You never have a takana like that. Where the balabas has to make recourse to a svara. The takana has to always be that the tsuras or iser is removed. So he's not noges, so there's no tsuras or iser. How does he understand that Bezin does it? So he understands Bezin, chachamim, and if they do, whatever they do is right. And the truth of the matter is he is right. Whatever they do is right because of hefka Bezin hefka. But in his mind, he has to remove himself from being a gavra of a noges. Otherwise, it looks like he's doing an issa. He thinks he's doing an issa, so he's doing an issa. So that's not takana. You can't have a takana like that. Tell him doing an issa raisa. Okay, what was the other point we had? Basis holds, Rashi holds, that Prisbul works in Tam Hefka Bezin Hefka. Works in time after Bezin Hefka. So Taisha says that no, you couldn't do that. Why? Because if Bezin would move in with Hefka Bezin Hefka, they would ipso facto be Oker a deraisa, an institution of deraisa. And that they can't do. That's what mentioned, like the Rav said, that they wanted to make Gittin on Tnai. So, Kiddushin al Tnai. Kiddushin al Tnai, so then you won't need a get. But the Rav said, then you're really being Oker the whole parsha of Gittin from the Torah. So you can't do that. That's what Taisha says. What Rashi does, and Taisha says, "Avgav dashinim b'sefri, Rashi yilchos chich l'tashmei yedecha, v'lo shelchich b'yedecha mikanaman amav chaver al amashkin v'amos yishtos lebez neim mashmitin, mikol makom lo hayu lo lasos takana lo lame lasos kein, shebitul b'kach hashmotas k'sofim tzei shetzifsa Torah." So even if there is a heter, midoraisa, you're not over, but you shouldn't, you shouldn't teach people to do that, because through that, the whole thing will come bucky. So you can't create a situation where an institution midoraisa will become bucky. That's what Tosfos holds. Okay. And then we explain one more thing. We explain the steer in the approach to Gvias Hashmotas Nova. Because on the one hand, the Gemara says he should pay back. And the Gemara later on that for Lam Zainam and Beis with the story with Abaya. Well, it's Abba Bamiyumi. Abba Masbe Rabba Zuzi. So the whole story over there was that he told me that he should have said. He said, "What do you tell him?" He says, "I told him that I'm mashmit." So he says, "And did you say Afel Pikein? I want to pay you." So he said, "No." So he says, "You should have said that. Tom Chacham should say that." So apparently, why isn't that being ochre? So apparently the Torah wants you to pay. So the answer is, because it's not a matter of paying, you should pay, because that's Vosisa Yeshua Tov. But the concept of Shemitah is that he doesn't have control over his money. That's the concept of Shemitah. He's not a bailer. So if he gives it to him, B'taras Matana, then he's Mekayim both. Mekayim Vosisa Yeshua Tov, and also the Malva lost his power over it. So it's Lashem. He's kind of the concept of Shemitah. Okay. All right. So where do we go next?
Can you explain how Rashi?
I would say Rashi holds that since he says ani lo egos, so it's not considered being the follow advisor. Because he's saying ani lo egos, so he's substantiating the Hashmatas Ksof. As long as he's substantiating Hashmatas Ksufim, it's not considered as if he's being okay with the Dov Midoraisa. But just to do something in a way that the Dov Midoraisa has no existence, that you can't do. Over here, it's different, because he's endorsing the Issa. So that's not called being Mavatl. Right. It's there. Right. That's it. Even though logically, you could do it. But in terms of removal of the institution, the Gavra recognizes the institution. So it's not considered being the fatherly institution.
So according to that, he'd actually have to say by Nilo Regos.
Yeah, well, that's what the principal says.
So if I get them, and say that one.
According to Rashi, the whole concept of... In Bezdin, there's no Gavra of Anogis. There's no Gavra of Anogis in Bezdin. Bezdin is basically shaluchim for Klal Yisrael to make sure that mishpat is carried out. So they're not a gavra of enoges, because they have no claim. So they're just for Klal Yisrael in order to shaluchim of Klal Yisrael in order to institute mishpat. So there's no gavra of enoges, because it doesn't come to them. They're operating simply as a system of mishpat, so they're not operating as noxim. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't relate to them. It's not their money. All they're doing is they're operating for Klal Yisrael to institute mishpat. So that's not a gavra of a noges. By a shliach. By a shliach, he says, if I appoint a shliach, so he's going to tam my nagisa. I'm setting him, I'm giving him my powers. So then a shliach shalom kamosa, just as he's doing it himself. It's an individual, he's just acting on my behalf. But I'm exercising my power through him. He's just like a yad, like an extension. But by Bezdin, it's a different phenomenon altogether. There's no gavra of a noges in Bezdin, because Bezdin doesn't have anything personal to do with it. Noges has to be personal. That I have personal power over you. But Bezdin, it's not personal, because Bezdin, it's not their money. All they're doing is they're acting in the framework of Mishpat. So there's no gavra of a noges. Gavra Vinoges means that you have your rights, and I'm you're exercising your rights over your fellow man. That's a Gavra Vinoges. Bezdin isn't doing that, because Bezdin doesn't have any rights. It's not their money at all. All Bezdin is doing is instituting Mishpat. So that's not a Gavra Vinoges. So that's what the Sefri says. Ochicha means we have a Gavra Vinoges. But Bezdin isn't a Gavra Vinoges, because it's not theirs. So they're not exercising any power. All they're doing is they're instituting Mishpat. Right? There's no Gavra Vinoges in Bezdin. If you went to, well, Mendy's saying, if you went to our coast, you'd be over in our coast, but you wouldn't be over in the Shemitah. Because they're not parties to the money. It's not their money. Point to Rashi Halacha Shemitah is that that's the very concept of Shemitah, to release your monetary claim. That's Hashmatas Ksofen. That's not yours. So it doesn't matter if you go through Bezdin. Okay, good. Yeah. You're right. Kemesh Bevola Kimu. So Bezdin is really... is Mimuna to institute Mishpat. But the main thing is that they're doing it Bataras Mishpat. They're not doing it Bataras Gavra that's an Oges. Because they're not a Gavra. Whereas I would say like this, that the reason that Hefkebes Nefke, certainly you see why that's a good answer. Because it gets rid of the, like, special point of Rashi, it gets rid of both problems. And simply, there's no Bezdin Institutes or Hefkebes Nefke, and now there's no Gvia. But what Abaye held was that that's really not Doma L'Shvius. Because Nefke Bezdin Nefke, Bezdin is giving him a Matana and it's his. So, and that's not the way Shemitah works. Shemitah, the Torah didn't give the love a Matana. The Torah didn't want the Malva to exercise his Gvia. But it didn't want to give the love a Matana. Because he really owes the money. Mitzad Meshpari, and that's why really it's a mitzvah L'Shalim. But if Hefkebez and Hefked is, in Hefkebez and Hefked, they actually gave him a Matana Gemura. So the mitzvah L'Shalem is really not doesn't exist. There's no mitzvah L'Shalem in Hefkebez and Hefked. I mean, because it really is real Matana. But in Sheva Al Tasa, so they're saying, Sheva Al Tasa, there's mitzvah for Chov, so they're saying you're not mechuyev in that mitzvah. But the money still isn't yours. So if he pays the money, so he's doing the right thing according to Mishpat. But if you say Hefke Bez and Hefker, it's a Matana Gemura. Matana Gemura, so then there's no reason for him to pay it at all. I mean, that's why Abaye really is modeled after Zecher L'Shvius. So he's not giving the love of the money. Because that's not really the way Shvius works. Shvius doesn't give the love of the money. Shvius prevents the Malva from exercising his Chus HaGviah, his power of Gviah. But the money itself, the Torah is not giving that as Matana to the Lova. Suddenly the Torah is going to give Matanas away to a guy that owes money. But it's because he gets it by default, because the Baal Chov can't be Gova. So over here also, the Racham came along and they said, Shev Al Tasa, you're not Mechuyev to do it. But in terms of Yosher, he should do it. But when you say Hefke Bezdin Hefke, it's Matana, the Bezdin gave him a Matana, the Mafkir, they gave him a Matana. Matana is not, he has no Chiv at all. There's no reason anymore for him to even try to pay back. I'll be Yosher. According to Rav, so there shouldn't be any Midas Chassidus to pay back. I mean, there shouldn't be any Kiyum. But the answer is, because since it's Zechel Shemitah, so just like by Shemitah, it's a Kiyum to pay back, so there's also a Kiyum to pay back. It doesn't stem from the very Takana itself. It stems from the fact that it's Zechel Shemitah. It's a Machayev because it's Zechel Shemitah. So it comes from another source. So it's not really unified. According to Abaye, it's unified. According to Rav, you need two components. See, Abaye doesn't want to change the format of Shemitah. So therefore, by Shev Al Tasa, he doesn't. But a rava changes the whole transaction. It's efka bez nefka. Lover rush v'lo yishalim, it's still not for sisi yashvato if he doesn't pay back. That's why it's in rucham nochanana. Abaya retained the tzuras shmita. And Rava introduced a whole different system where the whole shmita's gone. And he has a present, and it's his. It's a hefka bez nefka, and it's completely his. The shame love is gone. I would say the shame love is gone over there by hefka bez nefka. Not going to be a king in the shame love. Even though he's here, but not in the shame love. I mean, it's being Adam Lachavero or Sisi Yashvato, but because he took it. But not in the actual shame lover, because the shame lover is gone. It's Hefker Bez and Hefker, the money is his.
Is that because it's forced?
I mean, there is a difference. I mean, factually, you're right. What does he mean that bedvarim ba'alma he nidche? That since it's the Rabbanon, the whole Shemitah is Rabbanon, so us is Rabbanon of Al Rabbanon. You don't have to say, in other words, you don't say by a Rabbanon, you have Shemitah mid Rabbanon. So now you'll say, so since the Shemitah mid Rabbanon, so it belongs to the Lova. And now, in order for the Malva to collect, you need Efka Bez Nefka. I mean, they wouldn't, there's no need for the Chum to do that. Because they themselves made the Takana of Shemitah mid Rabbanon. And they don't have to institute a whole new mechanism at Arisa to get around their drabbanon. They just all have to do is say put the drabbanon on it tonight. That the drabbanon works except in certain cases. There's no need for the whole institution of Hefker Bez Nefker. That's in reality. But on the other hand, where he says in Kosum Prizlo Lecham Gedon Biyosik Vezin Shol Aram Vasi Shein Vurin Lafkiyam Malam B'nei Adam, there he seems to be saying that it operates within Efka Bez Nefka. It has to be a Bez Nagal. I know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little funny also, because in the Prizbul itself, like in Halacha Yudches,
yes,
he says in the Kuvash of Prizbul, most of you have Ploni, Ploni, Ayan, Shemach, and Ploni, Shekolchol, Shiyas, and Shay, very close, Marsha, Eretz. So according to Rashi and I guess Tostos, we're learning, so it's actually most of the shores of the basement, they're going to be no gates on the loan, like, so there's a certain mechanism to it. We have this sound like he's telling you, but he's going to be Jova. It doesn't sound like he's actually most of the shores or anything.
What does it sound like to you that an halacha yuchas?
It seems like problematic. It's like something that's like a magic thing. As long as he tells basically he's going to be on his loan, so now it's okay.
Tells him about it.
Like Rashi, basically is actually going to be, you know, after this happens. Even for a person, it's basically going to be most of it. There's no indication anywhere that basically is doing it. Like, he even accept the visa on his own.
Right, unless maybe the Rama means that he's saying that I'm being Gova for you. That you're really the Noksim. And I'm doing it under you. What is Yimos Rani? What is Yimosa? Shakol Chol Sheyeshli Shekvenu Shakol Cheret. The Moser. Being Moser, what? Yes.
It
says what?
He's made,
make it? Made? Read the lesson again in the Perish Mishnahs. Made on ESM? I'm being made to you? Kach v'kach. What?
I don't
know if it's made to you, or maybe in the S-line, I'm making you made. He's operating the Rishus Bez. Under the Rishus of Bez. Okay, I just wanted to say... shot we gave yesterday, Machlekes and Abaye and Rava, it's a question of Kol D'Tikma, it's a question in the parasha of Kol D'Tikma Rabbanan came to rice. I mean, that's where I just wanted to give it the address. Okay, so let's get back to here. So what's the problem? Von Bovari Nitzchus. What does he mean by the Vambal Vari Nifis? He means that he doesn't have to do Ksiva, I assume. You don't need a shtar. Why is Talmid HaChacham different than anybody else? No chash tawar. Similar to what we were saying in Rashi, reminds me of. In other words, for the regular person, he doesn't know whether Shemitah Bezmanah says Rabbanon Daraisa. He might think he's being over at Daraisa. So that's why he has to ask Sivas Prusbul, and Bez Mechashev, which is Motzi Momen, that he realizes that it's operating Bezin being, he thinks it's operating within Bezin being the Motzi. In other words, in his mind, the Bezin's being the Motzi. So if the Bezin's not so he thinks okay, he has to render them the Motzi. Render them the Nogsim, and Bezin that's Roy to be Noges. To be a Shkui Mama, not Noges, but to be a Shkui Mama. That's because he has a Chassan Yediya. But a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have Chassan Yediya, he knows only Rabbanan. So he knows Rabbanan. Asli Drabbanan and Mevavl Drabbanan. Amru Vahem Amru. Right, that's a good question. Mishpatech Wadi Yelachan. That's a good question. unless we interpret the Rambam like we started to interpret Rashi, that there's two things here. That there's a real mechanism that's operating, and that's not the mechanism of Efka Beznefka. That's the mechanism that Shmita, Hashmotas, Hachov, Bezmanazaz, only Midarabanan, and Hamamur, so they said that with a little shinui, you go under the Rishis, you place yourself under the Rishis of Bezdin, so it's a shinui. So in the case of the shinui, there's no Hashmatas Chov Midrabban. Okay? And that's really the way it works. But the whole institution of Prusbul structured for a Deraisa. In other words, it's structured as a real mechanism that the Bezdin becomes the ones that are Mafkia the Mama. It's an appointment of the Bezdin to Mafkia Mama. So it's an interesting thing. What he's saying is that since the real mechanism is not that, but the Amoretz will think that he's being over an Issa. He'll think that he's being over an Issa Deraisa. So in order to prevent him from thinking that, you have to be Kosef Prusbul. But that's not part of the Takana itself. That's a superior Takana. So Prusbul is a compound Takana. The way it works is Asi Drabbanim Val Drabbanim. Hey Mamru Vahey Mamru. That's the way it works, because that's the mechanism. But the only thing is that you couldn't do that for another reason, because the Am will think that they're being over the rice. So therefore, in order to remove the Am from that mistake, so they have to make the Bezdin be the ones that are Mafkia Mama. It's only a Bezdin like Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Chacham Gedol and B'Yosef. You're still right. I mean, apparently he has two different Prusbuls. Why should the Talmud Chacham be able to avail himself, because he has the knowledge of not writing a Prusbul? An interesting one. The group, like you mentioned before, Gufishal Prusbul. What Mosrani Lachem means, Modia Ni Elescha, according to the Rambam. So he's just been Modia that any chov I have, that I can be go with the chov. So, I mean, so he's not saying he's not being gover. He's not saying the Bezdin is being gover. He says he's just getting the reshus of the Bezdin. So why do you need a Bezdin gadol v'yosef? Chacham gedolim, ruin lafkiyam mama b'nei adam. Why do you need that? Why do you need that? So simply Bershusam, but that they really are the ones that are endowing the whole claim, the whole. That they're the ones that are empowering it. It's their. Yeah. Private doesn't say how he learns the halacha. He writes after the halacha. Is made any of the snechem? Like this, that really it's Shemitah's Ksaf and Bismazah Mirabanan. And why did they make, does Ram mention why they made Mirabanan? Halacha Gimel? What did you say? Halacha Gimel. Shemitah Ksaf and Good. So in other words, according to the Rambam, the whole Shemitah is Kadesh Lo Tishtakach. That's the essence of the Shemitah. So Prusbul is Mater the Halvor, because in Prusbul you makir the Shemitah. It's not that the Prusbul is the Shemitah. The matir of Prusbul is that he's makir the Shemitah. So it's not Neshtakach. So in Prusbul, in other words, like this, the whole reason they made Shemitah was Shlo Tishtakach. So that's why it says, Meir Ani Eschem. I'm made that I'm makir that this is a, that this is Shna Shemitah, and it's not an ordinary case of Alvor. So the Matir is the fact that he's Makir the Shemitah. That's the Ksivas of Prusbul. Ksivas of Prusbul is really the Makir the Shemitah. So by Talmid Chachamim, you don't need the Ksivas Prusbul to be Makir. You have the Akara from the Talmud Chacham himself. Because he knows that it's only a Drabanan, and he knows that it's a B'dvarim Balma, it's the Chuya. So he's Makir the Shemitah. What? Nidvarim. Well, because, in other words, you need Dvarim, because otherwise there's no, the Hakara of the Shemitah is that it is done differently. There has to be some kind of a difference. Otherwise, logically, it's not logical. But the essence of Prusbul is really being Makir the Shemitah. That's what's Matir the Chav.
Really?
Yeah.
So why for a regular guy do you need Chacham to go in the Yosar? Or regular PM on the Yosar?
it's mashma that he's doing it to them. Mashma that he thinks he's doing it to them. There's a motzi.
What?
What do you mean the nusach? Apparently, I mean, one of your person is why he says Dalimi Lafkui Mamona. Because what he means is that once they write the Prisbu, he's Motsi Mamona, not Prisbu. What? In other words, that once they write the Shtar Prisbu, now he's being motzi mumim with the shtar prisbul. So therefore, if they're not a lumi lafkui mamona, so their shtar is no good. It's really a shtar, it's a shtar chov. He's being motzi now with the shtar. Right. What? See, according to the Rambam says Shlo Tishtakach. What's his lashon over there? That the idea should not be forgotten in Klal Yisrael. So the Shemitah really is, the essence of the Shemitah is really preserve the idea. So as long as the idea is there, So Prisbul is really, Prisbul is a way to maintain the idea. To maintain the idea. But there's a difference between maintaining the idea by a Talmud Chacham and maintaining the idea by an Amoritz. An Amoritz, you have to arm him with a different shtar. By a Talmud Chacham, since he knows, has the idea, so the idea is maintained.
A
mechanism. Right. It'll be in a shtakach if he doesn't have to do a real tshuvas shtar, a new shtar.
You say it's not a problem with this shalakha because it's one institution of the monarchy of Shemitah, it's two different methods.
Right.
The team is the same.
That's right. One thing I'm wondering about is that he says, Chacham Gedolim Kiravami Ravasi. Is that Dalumi Lafkui Mamona? Is it because the Balabas has to think that the... Will now because it endows the shtar with the right of being mafkia mama. V is done through a different manner. Makir Shmita. In other words, the Gziya must be done through a different manner. But for the Bala Boss, a different manner is through a Shtar. It must be a different Maisa Gziya. According to Barav Talmud Chacham, you don't need a different Maisa Gziya. Tough. They're not satisfied. In other words, the whole Indian of Prisbul is, the Prisbul is to maintain Shlotishtakach Taras Shemitah Ksof Mi Yisrael. That's the Prisbul. So wherever it functions, in a way that the Malva does not forget the Taras Shemitah, so it's Mater the Gviya Sachov. So Talmud Chacham is different. In other words, the Matir is the Akaras Taras Shemitah. Russian Rama by Tamil Chumis is Ain Tzach Lichtav Prisbul. Who Ain Tzach Lichtav Prisbul, right? You don't need a Prisbul. Nishtakach if you just have Dvar and Balma. Amachachma won't be Nishtakach. But a Prisbul is simply that. That's what around the Shitaso, he holds Prisbul only works on Darabanan. But on a Daraisa, it doesn't work. Why? Because if in order to work on a Daraisa, it would have to be a mechanism. It has to be a mechanism of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. And really, it's not. It's just to maintain Shiloh Yishtakach Taras Shemitah Ksofim. The function of the Prisbul Shiloh Yishtakach Shemitah Ksofim. So it's not Mishtakeach by a Talmud Chacham in one way, not Mishtakeach by an Amoritz in another way, when he has a different, when he's endowed with a different shtar.
The Shtar works because of Heim Amar
Ve'en Amar?
Shtar
works because Heim Amar
Ve'en Amar. Heim Amar Ve'en Amar works even though it's not yet the Chodan Hashem later, because Hillel came after Nidus Mosakana.
Hello?
Hillel was Misaki first of all after Nidus Mosakana.
After the Takana that Shemitah's Ksof Midrabban.
Yeah.
So what?
So, in terms of Heim Amar Ve'en Amar, can one, reason come along and then add on a condition to the previous
existing Takana? Yeah, because they're all Rabban.
can modify an existing Darbana.
Well, you got to say there where there were Chol Gadol V'Chacham Me'in. Otherwise, we will do it. What is the more asked question, right? What? I want to get rid of it. Are you, yeah, that's right. I want to get rid of the principle. Yeah. Could be.
But they're not uprooting it to the Rabbanim itself, because it's
not uprooting it.
Exists as they
could,
just that what these questions
take
will be different.
That's right. They're maintaining the Rabbanim. They're maintaining the Rabbanim. It's a modification of the Shemitah. Nechel Shemitah. That's the essence of the first law. Accused of Nechel Shemitah. The Zechel Shmita is Matya the Gavra in to be Gova. So it depends on which Gavra it is. All right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can I come to your house to see you?